πέφτουμε. Μα όταν πέφτουμε, πέφτουμε πάνω τους. Πέφτουμε πάνω στα κεφάλια τους. Οι ευχές τους γίνονται κατάρες τους και έχουμε. Ένα κόσμο να αλλάξουμε. Πέφτουμε πιο συχνά από ό,τι αντέχουμε. Μα μαζί σου λέω το έχουμε. Να σηκωνόμαστε μαζί να πέφτουμε. Μα όταν πέφτουμε, πέφτουμε πάνω τους.
Welcome to the Invisible Radio Show.
Τι κατάρες τους και έχουμε.
In the program today we will present two sections. The first section will present the voice of people considered illegal by the state and forced to stay at home during the lockdown in Greece, and of migrant people living in Amygdalesa, a migrant detention center close to the city of Athens. In the second section we will provide a summary of the latest incidents in camps, prisons and detention centers in Greece.
Since New Democracy came to power in July 2019, campaigning on a platform of law and order, they have hired over 2,000 new police officers. There has been a focus on DIAs, the motorcycle-based cops who move in groups of between 2 and 8 bikes. Their primary task is to stop and harass people on the street. In addition, there are large-scale and covert sweeps in which around 20 cops will descend on public squares, racially profile people, check IDs, and then take away groups of people in minibuses. During the lockdown in Greece, everyone needed to carry documents explaining their reason for being outside, as well as their IDs. This gave further power to the police. Post-lockdown, they continue to occupy the public squares.
Me, darling, and I'll be there.
I am a 20-year-old student, and the purpose of this message is to inform you about the difficulties I am going through in Greece. So I am living as an immigrant here and had to leave my home and skip my education as it was a war-torn region. I went through a lot of hardships in order to reach Greece. I have since childhood read in the books the history of the country, and the desire to see the place has been with me ever since. But then the reason to get here was our helplessness, and we survived all the way to reach here. But after coming here, life is one room has become even more difficult. We can't go outside because according to legal institutions, our stay here is illegal. Police can catch us wherever they see us and deport us back to where we came. I love listening to music and I spend my entire time listening to it away from the people locked in a solitary room. Even if I approach the law enforcement agencies, then also it will take me a long time to get a legal paper. I came here to spend the rest of my life and finish my studies, but life here seems to be more difficult. The people of Greece, you are wonderful. I would like to come out and meet you. I would like to enchant your historical places, and I would like to know more about you. But believe me, I am now sitting in fear of the police and the legal institutions, and I am afraid to get out of here. So therefore, the difficulty with which we have reached here, we should be given this opportunity to complete our education, make new friends, which are our basic human rights. Eventually, I would like to conclude that we should at least be given the only rights that are created for the welfare and the well-being of humanity. Nothing more than that.
The detention center of Amygdalesa was built in 2012. It's used as a prison for people without papers before their deportation, but also as a place to keep unaccompanied minors until proper housing is found for them. The people inside, many more than the structure was built for, are imprisoned indefinitely in horrible conditions that destroy their health. Recently, under cover of the lockdown, the authorities seized people from Amygdalesa and moved them to Turkey secretly and with a lot of violence.
For me, darling, and I'll be there.
Γεια σου, παιδιά. Εντάξει, δεν έχω κορονοϊό και δεν έχουμε και ρεύμα. Και αν ο καιρός έχει φτιάχνει ή φτιάξει, αλλά εμείς δεν έχουμε ρεύμα. Περίπου τώρα κάθε μέρα έχουμε αυτό το πρόβλημα.
Hi, we don't have coronavirus and we don't have electricity either. And if the weather is better, we have no electricity now. About every day we have this problem. I don't know why we're here. It's not for protection, as they say. It's different. I'm also writing a text that has to do with this, the coronavirus and us. Our situation as migrants who are locked somewhere just for papers. I mean, now with the coronavirus, I think that a lot of people understand how important and how precious freedom is, and they should understand us somehow and remove this unfair thing that's going on in the country. That it's not right to detain people and take their freedom just because they don't have papers. This is not worth it. I wish people understand this, understand that freedom is not something, it's a time off a life. I mean, it shouldn't go to waste in this unfair way. We are good kids here. We're not bad kids. What can I say? I wish they understand. I hope that in other places, too, everywhere, there is no such illness. I hope this is over very soon so that people can go on living with each other. Because freedom is a very precious thing. Very precious.
Να ζει μεταξύ τους, γιατί η ελευθερία είναι πολύ ακριβό πράγμα. Είναι πολύ ακριβή. Όσο καταλαβαίνω πράγματα, προχωράω και καταλαβαίνω.
The more I understand things, I go on and I understand. I see that governments, the system, they've got us with very weak organization. The system that's got us is very weak, everywhere. I used to think that the system is very strong, but it's not that strong. The opposite, it's very stupid. But it's got us and it controls us with power. This one, the one who has the gun, that's the one we have to listen to. Like we're here, 4 to 5 cops are keeping 1,000 people in here. It's a foolish thing.
Αυτό ρε φίλε. Είναι χαζό πράγμα. Εγώ νομίζω ότι, κοίτα, φόβο.
I think that, see, fear and sadness, these two words, I think that they had better not exist in the dictionary. They're very silly things. Sorry, but they are very silly words.
Sorry, αλλά είναι πολύ χαζή λέξη.
On 4th of May, the general lockdown was lifted in Greece. This allowed people to be outside without an official reason and began the reopening of shops such as hairdressers. Without giving a reason, the Greek government simultaneously announced an extension of the lockdown in close migrant camps, including Moria in the island of Lesbos, until the 21st of May. On the 31st of May, the lockdown in Moria was extended for another week, meaning the camp will reopen 1 month after the rest of the island of Lesbos. There has been no confirmed cases of corona in Moria camp.
سلام عرض میکنم خدمت هر کسی که داره این وایس رو گوش میده.
Hello everyone, I hope you are well. I am asylum seeker. I live in Lesbos Moria camp. I want to share my living conditions with you. The situation here is not good. I have been living here for 7 months and I have experienced a lot of difficulties and security is not enough here. The camp is very crowded. Most of people have been mental health problems, including skin diseases, because all the toilets here are shared and there is rubbish in the street. Basic features such as electricity are not available at 13 hours. For 20,000 people there is only one food line and a lot of time wasted on it every day. no destination is observed for coronavirus. We are not allowed to enter the camp, but we need sanitary facilities. And there is only one supermarket for all this population.
با خشونت ما رو متفرق و پراکنده میکنه. متاسفانه رفتار
Greek residents on the island are not treating refugees well, and some areas of the island are forbidden to us. Last Monday, only school for asylum seekers was set on the fire, and there is no longer a school. And finally, our most important problem is in the long process of refugee immigration, and we don't have a lawyer to defend our case. Thank you for listening to me.
چوب رو آتیش بزنم و غذا تهیه کنم و درست کنم.
من میگم اگه میخوندم واسه خاطر دلت بود، تو میگی طلوع من باش.
We invite anyone to contact us and share their experience, stories or thoughts. We welcome people to express themselves in any language and we will find translation. Please contact us by email at invisible.radio@protonmail.com.